Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October.
The incomparable Van Morrison, ladies and gentlemen. One of my favorites, of the many favorites of his. That's one of my, that is maybe on top. Moondance. 23 after. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, we can help you with something you can read or listen to or watch at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jeff Sabar has deposited many words of wisdom there with us over the last almost 14 years. And you can find them there in his suite that we prepared for him, or just go directly to his own website, which is
officer.com.
Chiefhomeofficer.com. So check that out. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us. Jeff Sabar, folks, is here, and we're talking about things to get ready during the holiday season. If you're not busy loading up customers with your retail products, what do you do to sort of take advantage of this time? You mentioned, you know, obviously this, and that's what we're doing. We're literally doing that right now. We're getting our holiday cards already and everything. Our letter that you know about, Jeff, we'll be sending that. You'll be getting one of those any minute now.
And we send out
to everyone. What other things that we can do to sort of get ready for next year? Here's an idea that I had, and this is what I tried to do. I would call on people that, assuming that I didn't, you know, we weren't wrapping up some kind of business, or even if we were, but customers that I didn't, you know, I just call them. I just drop by on them or call on them and say, hey, thank you for a great year. What can I do to help you? And somehow try to get an appointment with them for next year. Set up some kind of, look at your calendar and see what your second week in January looks like. You got time for me to come by for a little while? Try to get some business going for the new year, but very laid back, very, you know, sort of, you know, being grateful for the business and, oh, by the way, that kind of thing. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, and also there's a couple things that come to mind there. First off, it's not just me or you or a handful of people who, again, with the caveat of those who aren't in retail, tend to feel a slowdown in business, and it's not a bad slowdown. It's just the nature of, you know, the cycle of business, tend to feel a slowdown at this time of year. So it's not like if I lived, you know, near Jim, it wouldn't be unreasonable for me to say, hey, Jim, let's have a cup of coffee, you know, before the holidays. It's time, you know, you have a few moments, you know, you have an hour on Thursday morning we can get together, or you reach out to somebody and say, I'd love to stop by, and you know, you can bring them something, you know, I don't want to get into the gifting thing as far as, you know, holidays and meeting up with your people, because obviously if you do, you have to make sure you stay within the lines and the bounds
right of
their corporate policy. But still, to get together and just meet with, have a cup of coffee, talk about how, as one thing all the listeners should know is whenever I hang up with Jim from these calls, the end of your call is always, how can I help you, is what Jim says to me every time we hang up. And so, you know, take that out to the, extrapolate that out. And, you know, how can you be helping your clients, customers, or prospects? How can you help them? And not just something you can, you know, get remuneration from, that you can bill them for,
right,
or get a fee out of. Honestly, truly, how can you help this organization? Is there a connection you can make? Is there anything you can do? Because that stuff pays dividends in just, you know, good vibrations, so to speak. So be planning for that throughout the end of the year, and again, filling the calendar for the first of the year, because people might have plans, can't do it now.
Right.
But yeah, January is looking good.
Well, you,
so
yeah,
plan ahead.
You got it. And if you have that conversation, that genuine conversation that Jeff just described, And in the conversation, you can bring up next year. You can say, yeah, I'm really looking forward to next year. I hope you guys are, and things like that. And, you know, maybe they'll tip their hand and tell you a little bit about, yeah, we're planning something, you know, a big year next year, whatever they may say. And then your goal is to convince them that you're truly grateful for their business.
Right.
And to try to close, if you close for anything, it's just for the permission to come back in January so you can get the new year started. It's all about, as you said, Jeff, it's all about helping them.
Right, absolutely. And again, it's, you got to think about it that way. You have to realize what can you do? If your business is evolving, then it should be evolving to the benefit of your clients and customers. If your business is changing as the market changes, there may be knowledge you have or insights you can share or things you can lay on them that they didn't think about. I had no idea when you get an email from them. I mean, you can actually be writing these thoughts down in a simple email. It doesn't have to be some highly formatted constant contact like e-blast.
Right. Right.
It can be just a simple email. You know, we see these trends unfolding for the next year. Are you prepared? If not, let's talk, or I can share some links with you to help you get prepared. And it's really important that you share that knowledge because, it's the right thing to do, and, B, it puts you just in good stead with customers, and hopefully if they forward it along with some prospects out there too.
Right, absolutely. So, folks, don't waste this time, even if it's not a time to sell for some of you. In my business, for example, you know, this is not a time to be selling anything. This is a time to be wrapping up and talking about next year. Hey, Jeff, give us the website again, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
So check that out. He's all over the place out there, folks. So see what he can do to help you. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Happy Hanukkah. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. Have a great one.
See ya. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll be right back.
I don't care where it goes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.